Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here is my opening question to you, Jason DeRussia. Do you think you run this show?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yes or no? Are you the original weekly guest on this show going back maybe 11 years or so?
Yes.
Yes. Have you always been on Wednesdays at 12:35?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't remember if you always were. It was gonna add to my silly conversation. But.
I think it was always Wednesday.
Okay.
But I know I used to be
later.
I feel like I used to be in the 1 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Back
okay.
In my day shift days.
Yes, true. So you now have made this decision.
It's been 8 years at 12:30 on Wednesday. That is true.
Yes. You have now made this decision that helping out your flesh and blood is more important than your time on this show, and that we then had to alter our show because for some unknown reason, our show is not your top priority. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, pretty much nailed it right there, yes.
Did you have your first debate coach session yesterday?
Yes, we did, yes.
Okay, so we were debating this. Now, this is our regular shift, right? I'm all in. Thursday's 12:35. We had an Obama-Trump debate set up, but we moved it. We debated this yesterday. And then Adam pointed out, and I thought he was, you know, typical Adam, making things up. But South St. Paul at one point was a debate team dynasty. They've won 11 championships. 11
wow.
championships. So now tell people your role as a debate coach and what you're doing.
Yeah, so I, along with another woman, stepped up. So we had a bit of a dilemma on the debate team at Maple Grove High School. And my oldest, Seth, has been on the debate team for 2 years. It's a junior year. And last year for debaters kind of sucked, right? Like COVID, it was all... Yeah. You were debating over Zoom. You had none of the social interaction that makes any kind of speech team or debate club fun. So this year they were so looking forward to it being back. And their coach, who was a middle school teacher, understandably, was like, you know what? This last year of doing remote learning and COVID and trying to coach these teams remotely just burned me out. I can't do it anymore. So she quit, and no one else applied. So I reached out to the principal and I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? What can I do to help? And then like an hour later, I got an email with a link to the application to apply to be the coach, which apparently was the answer of how I could help. So I'm helping.
Wait, are you the head coach or is the other person the head coach?
Well, it's a co-head coach. So we're,
no, you can't be. I don't think you can be. I think one person has to have the final say.
I know. We're going to try to do a triangle of authority. I've been studying some of the great kind of leadership schemes And I took a meeting with Gerson Rosas, who was kind of giving me some tips. Oh, did something happen to Gerson? He hadn't responded to my text. I had a couple texts out.
Who's the Fran Foley in that triumvirate of authority?
Exactly. It was, oh, God. I could see that Gerson Rosas joke coming down the line, and I still loved it.
The windup was aggressive, but.
Oh, it was good. It was,
thank you.
It was good. I hope it ends a little different for you. Let me just say that as your friend. Okay.
Yes.
How does Seth feel about your role as the coach? I mean, he gets enough of you at home.
Correct.
And you talking and talking and talking. And now he's got you with the debate team.
Well, the good thing about debate is that the way it's set up is largely the older kids teach the younger kids. So, like, I'm just there for support. I'm going to bring in some guest speakers to maybe help inspire them. And Maddie Benson, the other coach, has lined up like some college kind of debate instructors. So, like, we're going to try to inspire them, but mostly, like, you know, somebody's got to get the bus to go to the tournament and somebody's got to sign up the kids. And I'm learning about debate. Like, I didn't know anything about how debate works or anything, but I figure, you know, if I can just use some of the things I've learned on this program, you know, how to argue in a polite way, you know, I think it could be useful. So Seth, I think it's a little awkward, right, as the season gets started, but I hope that Seth will, I mean, obviously I wouldn't do it if Seth didn't want me to do it.
Yeah.
So,
Adam, let me bounce this idea off you first, and let's get Jason's reaction, because I think the other kids are going to wonder, well, will Seth get preferential treatment?
Yes.
What if next week Jason goes in and just lights up Seth? I mean, it's like Bob Knight.
Yes.
With at Patrick, his peak, throws a chair at him and everything, doesn't really mean it, but he's just showing the kids, I can be tough on everybody, including
not having favorites. Yep. As long as he tells that to Seth ahead of time, like, look, I still love you, buddy. We're in this together, but I'm going to go in there and just undress you in front of your buddies just to establish credibility here.
Well, I don't know if he can. I think Jason can, because then Seth might give you a different reaction, you know, if you're just going at him, you know. Would you consider that idea?
I will certainly. I'm taking all ideas under advisement. And, you know, I had another kind of mentor who taught me a little bit about how to deal with having kind of family members in the workplace. Yeah. You know, and Glenn gave me some advice on kind of a good way to make that
Gerson Rosas.
You know what we need after this segment? A Wolves promo. Like we did, the home of the Wolves, WCCO, and man, we're excited for this season. You know,
I think the only reason you and I could take these shots, is I think as far as media members who are not employed by the Wolves, you and I are probably like the biggest fans of the Wolves in the media core.
Well, I'd say this: we're one of about four people in the media core still paying attention.
It's a lonely group.
I love it.
It's so like this whole thing is so. I mean, I feel for the people over there, right? Like,
yes, yeah.
It's painful.
Well, it is painful. I want to just one more time get back to the debate. The fan. Okay, listen. For the families to have this happen and then have the photos circulate, that's soul crushing. That is soul crushing, and that then is on the responsibility of the others who put them in this position, and that's terrible. 100%. We also pointed out yesterday why you're so good for this job is you are capable of taking any side of a position,
correct,
and selling it so well. Maybe even at 9:10, that's where you are, and then at 12:50 when you're on our show, completely different position.
It's part of the fun. I like to keep people guessing.
Adam, he said he's going to bring in guest speakers. Yeah. Likelihood we are considered as one of the guest speakers.
I don't know. I think, Chad, I think you'd be great to mold some young minds.
There's no chance he's bringing us in. There's a better chance Gerson gets rehired by the Wolves today. And he's in charge of human resources. You know,
There is one of the divisions of debate is called Congress, where essentially the high school students are acting as senators in a congressional body. So part of that is you give a speech either in favor or against a proposed bill, and then you get to ask questions, kind of, which I think could be you could be I think,
like,
Chad,
that.
You're one of the best interviewers in radio for sure. You could give some good insight on that, I think.
Kind of a slight there, Adam. He went, "You're one of the best interviews," and he goes,
"In radio,
radio, on
AM
CCO,
radio,
noon to 3. You know,
Twin Cities AM.
Could have
radio.
Just left it. Yeah, just kind of, you know, kind of. I mean, I was way up there, and then I was brought back down by the TV guy. You know, you're our little cousin.
It's cute.
You're the
what
radio
you guys do
guy.
Is cute.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think about your first performance on a Thursday? How did it go? Whoa.
So well, I think the phone
speechless.
Cut him off.
He's speechless. I think that answers the question, Chad.
Not well, apparently. Wow. What if that's it, Adam? What if that's
what
how
if
he leaves?
Just, you know what? I'm done with this crap.
What am I doing?
I'm the debate coach at Maple Grove High School. I don't need this crap.
Yes. If that was his drop the mic moment, it's a hell of a moment. I hope it's not, because later in this show we have to say goodbye to another segment. So I don't want to lose another one. So we believe Jason is okay, and it was just a phone issue.
We've got him back.
What was that?
That was the click of me putting him back on the air.
Oh, okay. We got him back basically to say goodbye because we got to go.
Oh, that's good. Yes. That's very polite.
Yes. Thursday segment, day one. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think content, 10 out of 10. CCO radio phone technology, well, are we judging by what we expect? 10 out of 10.
Yes, exactly. That's a good debate right there. Thank you, Jason. Let's pause. Preview. What's coming up next hour, including Dr. Michael Ostrom? What time? I'll tell you when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.